This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Christmas is the one time of the year when it's appropriate for gay guys to use a turkey baster, I think, and to talk to us about that and all other things to do about Christmas, our favourite international friends from LA and London, the boys from Calling Long Distance. How are we today, boys?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
London is the home of Christmas. I've dedicated it to that today. So welcome and hello from the home of Christmas.
Oh! Welcome.
Now, listen, this is the home of Christmas. I'm at the corporate headquarters of Santa Claus. It's in Los Angeles. By the way, he commutes from LA to the North Pole, just in case you all were wondering. I just found out.
Well, we just want to point out that we actually get...
I sat on Santa Claus's lap, and he has a big measuring stick.
He said
he was going to measure my toy box to make sure that all of his presents are going to fit. And I said, Santa, my toy box is big enough for multiple presents. So I think it's going to be a busy Christmas for me.
Woo! Looks like we're dreaming of a wet Christmas this year.
You said wet, didn't you? Not white.
I didn't say
white. It could be white, anyway, really.
Exactly.
Jonathan, have you been to any Christmas office parties this year?
Yeah, I have. I work freelance, apart from my main job as the host of the world's most exciting and international podcast. And I went to them, and they're awful, aren't they? It's so miserable, you know, tinsel draped around the desks, fat people getting drunk and getting off with each other. Ugh.
That's what you do.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
That was you.
And what about you, Gabe? Have you had to subject yourself to an office party or two?
You know what, this year I haven't been to an office party, but I always do end up going to one. We haven't had it yet. It's sort of last minute, but it's true. It's always like, you know, mistletoe, but nobody can really make out. And there's the guy from the mailroom that you really want to get under the mistletoe, but you can't because it's inappropriate. But you know, it's fun. Yeah, they're good. What about you guys? Have you been office partying it up down there?
Yeah, I've had a couple. I've had to actually flew to Sydney the other week to, which is another state in Australia, just in case your geography skills aren't up to date.
Great.
But had our Christmas party up there for my other job, and we had the Joy Christmas party on Saturday, which was actually a lot of fun.
And Jenny was a Christmas elf.
I was a Christmas elf. I was Santa's little helper.
Oh.
Did you get lucky?
Well, no, I didn't. I was quite well behaved. I was a very good little elf, I have to say.
Boys, are you spending it with family this year, Jonathan?
Am I spending Christmas with my family, did you ask?
Yeah.
I am, and I'm... I don't know if you... It's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? It's great you get waited on hand and foot, and you know, you stuff yourself with food, but at the same time, I end up spending 48 hours with my family as they slowly get drunker and drunker.
48 hours? Struth!
So my sister's already texting me to try and make me go over there at 10 a.m. on Christmas Day, which I'm not going to be doing. I shall be arriving a lot later.
Hey, Gabe, you're with your family as well?
No, and it's a good thing because, yeah, number one, they all get super drunk. But number two, I'm going to be really busy with all of Santa Claus's presents. So
Adam, you can't go to jail on Christmas Day. Either, you know.
It's not a good karma to go to jail on Christmas Day. Absolutely not. No.
And the zoo's not open either, is it?
With all of Santa Claus's Christmas presents he's promised me with his big measuring stick. So, you know, it's going to be better if I'm alone with them.
Will we be hearing about that on the podcast?
Absolutely. But can I tell you something? We don't know anything about turkey basters, which was in our introduction. Should we know about turkey basters? Did we need to
and
do
why
research?
Why did you introduce us with turkey baster? That couldn't have anything to do with Santa Claus's presents, is it?
Well, no. It's turkey basters are normally used for turkey and Christmas, but they're also used, I guess, well, it's a good way to seminate lesbians and women.
Oh, my God. Anyway... Well, I hope everybody there is enjoying their breakfast.
I don't know anything about this. Listen, you better have your hand on the red light buzzer that, like, you know, bleeps foul things out. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I have no idea either. I just read it on the internet and thought it would be relevant.
Can I ask a question? Is it a big gay night Christmas Eve there? Is it everybody go out and have a big night out? Or are they good gays and do they save themselves for Christmas Day?
There are a lot of gay dance parties on this year, actually, Christmas Eve. There's a big one called Sensation on at Telstra Dome.
That's New Year's Eve.
What is
Christmas Eve? We're talking about Christmas, Ginny.
Didn't you say New Year's?
Did you say New Year's or Christmas?
I said Christmas Eve. Don't fast forward, Jenny. We've got a lot of eating to do between now and New Year's Eve.
And losing weight after that.
Shows and topics to discuss before then.
Sorry, doll. Christmas Eve, no, there's not that many.
Nothing happens. No. What happens in London?
It's a big gay night. I've had so many people texting me and calling me and Facebook messages saying, what are you doing? Are you coming out? It's like the New Year's Eve. It's Christmas Eve. I guess, I don't know why. I don't want to go. I'm not going to go out because the thing is, I go out, I get wasted completely. I'm going to have to go to my mum's house and pretend I haven't got a hangover all day.
See, listen, I'm lucky because it's also a big party night here because you know what? Everyone's back in town. Of course, no one's actually from here, so a lot of people are gone as well. But anyway, people who are from here are back in town to see family, etc. So everyone goes out the night before the holiday. Same with Thanksgiving and New Year's and everything. But I'm not going to be around my family this year, so you better believe I'm going to be. I might find myself in some questionable location at 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. That's all I got to say. And it probably won't be my bedroom.
Well, you have to report back to us on all your adventures, Gabriel.
Okay, it might be boring, but I'll tell you.
It won't be boring.
We'll have a dump button on hand, too.
It won't be boring.
It might not be legal. You might have to listen to it only on the podcast because some things that we talk about might not be, you know, approved for the airwaves.
Do your cities get into the decorations and spend fortune on actually decorating the city? Is LA all glammed up Christmas-wise?
Yeah, it's super glam. It's hilarious because I was driving through Beverly Hills the other day, and it's like, you know, everyone's driving around with their convertible top towns and their Santa Claus hats on, and Beverly Hills has this, like, there's this big park and it's like all full of like gargantuous, like huge oversized Christmas ornaments. It's crazy. Everything is like, it's actually really pretty, and all the streets have like the lights and everything. I love Christmas decorations. It's so pretty. All the little the fairy lights and everything are so pretty. But yeah, it's all dressed up here in LA, of course.
And I think it's when London really looks its best. London, I was walking out yesterday doing some Christmas shopping with friends, and it is like Dickensian London. There's all these really lovely lights strung up across down Regent Street and, you know, around Carnaby Street. There's these huge, giant inflatable snowmen that are suspended across all of the shopping streets. I really, really love it here as well. I think London really comes into its own around Christmas time.
And it's the same as here. It's really pretty. San Francisco's like that as well, I remember.
I'm going to ask, have you ever got any dodgy presents for Christmas? Jonathan?
I always get dodgy presents every year. Okay, Gabe always gives me a really dodgy present. Forget about it. Last year he gave me a plastic man that I had to build. Why would I need a plastic man? Anyway.
You gave me a long, elongated something in the shape of a banana from Russia. I remember that showed up in my P.O. box.
Very Art Deco.
Anyway, I always get dodgy presents, and my most hated present are character socks.
And damn it, I'm going to have to make the return then.
Do I look like a man that wears character socks? Do I want socks with Mickey Mouse on them? Do I want socks with the Tasmanian Devil on them? Would I ever wear them? Would I want to be...
They suit you. They suit you because you already look hilarious. They make you even funnier.
Gabe, have you got any dodgy Christmas presents?
I was just trying to think. You know what? I do remember once when I was a kid. Now, I don't know if this is a dodgy or if this was just like some sort of a forecast, but I was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. And someone in my family gave me a purple backpack with rainbow on it. Now, why you would give an 8-year-old boy a purple backpack with a rainbow on it is beyond me, but maybe...
Was that your psychic auntie?
It was my psychic aunt.
So, oh, dear.
That's about as dodgy as it's gotten, but, you know.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing? What are you doing on Christmas Day?
I'm actually on air.
You're
going to
be on air?
I'll be on the radio, yeah.
I'm doing the overtime.
Under the Christmas tree, right from Santa's lap.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be emptying his sack with me on air.
The jokes just get dirtier and dirtier. We could have a field day with these.
You're online with 3 gay boys. What do you expect?
Exactly.
It's good to know that smuts around the world.
He wasn't actually joking about Santa. He went to his bank and he was forced to bounce on Santa's knee.
It was a weird situation. And let me tell you, he did have a big measuring stick.
Well, this is what they do in LA, the Santas. This is what they do.
Just explain what Santa looks like for me, because I'm not sure if he looks the same as he does in Australia, because he's not that appealing in Australia. He's not like a six-pack abs.
Well, he's not that appealing in the United States, but he still has a big measuring stick. I don't know.
So it's all about...
Well, can I ask you, do you agree with sexy Santas? Because there's a lot of sexy Santas this year. Every time you go somewhere gay or like to the certain Abercrombie & Fitch store like there is here, there's all these sexy Santas. They're like ripped guys with like little red shorts on and red Santa hats. Is that acceptable? I don't know. It's kind of distorting.
Wait,
family wholesome Christmas.
Isn't that what Santa Claus looks like? That's the Santa that I sat on his lap. Or not? Was it not Santa Claus? Are you guys trying to tell me something?
Well, the one I'm familiar with is a bit different to that, and he usually keeps himself covered up.
Well, maybe because of the global economic crisis, Santa's had to lay off some elves and get off his light ass and do some work. So maybe he's toned up because he's been making some toys himself.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a good theory,
Daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys had heard this, but here, the royal family are having a credit crunch Christmas. Have you heard that news?
No.
Tell us all.
Yes. So instead of giving each other extravagant presents like houses, fast cars, and horse race horses, the Queen herself has imposed a £50 limit on Christmas gifts this year at Buckingham Palace.
There's a KK limit of £50 for the monarchy.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I want to know. That'll be interesting to find out what they give.
They aren't having Christmas crackers. Each year they usually have Christmas crackers that cost thousands each that have watches and lighters and jewellery in them. They're having regular ones where they're going to get, like, sewing kits and plastic whistles.
I can just imagine the Queen.
I have a £50 limit on my gifts as well. Nothing less than £50.
Well, boys, thank you very much for having a chat to us today. We'll let you know how Christmas goes because, hey, we get it first. Uh-huh.
Let me know if it's a white Christmas, would you? Because I need to dress appropriately.
I will do, and we will talk to you in 2009.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you
Christmas,
too.
You guys.
See
sure
you, boys.
Check out Calling Long Distance at callinglongdistance.net.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.